This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There were more than a million international students enrolled in American colleges and universities last year, and all told, they account for very close to $40 billion worth of economic activity. But back in 2016, the number of new international students showing up here started to flatten out a little bit. There are a lot of reasons for that, but one of them is that a lot of foreign students don't always speak college-level English. There are language programs they can take before starting their actual degree work, but as WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports, demand for those English language programs is down as well, which means a lesser supply of those courses, and so on.
19-year-old Ali Ashkenani came to Philadelphia from Kuwait last fall. He says he realized pretty quickly that the English pronunciation he learned in school wasn't going to cut it if he was going to pursue an industrial engineering degree in the States. Take the common phrase, bottle of water.
In our country, we said bottle of water. But here, barrel of water.
To bridge those gaps, Ashkenani began an intensive English program at Temple University. These kinds of full-time immersive English programs prepare non-native speakers to get a college degree in the U.S. At Temple, a three-month session runs about $5,800. At the front of his advanced listening and speaking class, lecturer Ann Dramel gets ready to quiz students from places like Saudi Arabia and New Caledonia on their vocabulary.
We're going to play a game with these words, so now is your chance to ask questions.
There are about 10 students in class today, and a lot of empty seats. Dramel says 3 or 4 years ago, it was common to have classes with more than 20 students. Not anymore.
For example, my reading and writing class, both of those have 9 students each, which that's the least I have ever taught, ever.
That story of intensive English classes shrinking by half repeats itself across the country. Cheryl Delk-Lagood is the executive director of English USA, a trade association for intensive English language programs. She says one reason for the decline is that students are comparison shopping and finding it's cheaper to learn English somewhere else.
The Australian market is very attractive for students. Canada, of course, and the UK, Philippines, even, you know, some of these countries and locations are closer and the cost of living is lower.
Open Doors, a group that tracks international student enrollment for the State Department, found intensive English language programs in the U.S. declined by 26% last year, the second big drop in 2 years. University administrators are quick to point out there's no single cause. Reese Heitner, the interim director of Drexel University's English Language Center, says many schools had become dependent on students sent by scholarship programs in countries like Saudi Arabia and Brazil.
Those scholarship programs have been tightened and the money isn't as forthcoming, and there are fewer students who are a product of that scholarship program.
Heitner says Drexel's English Language Center didn't hire adjunct teachers this year, down from needing 24 a few years ago. What about Ali Ashkenani, the 19-year-old aspiring engineer? He says he's jazzed about how much English he's learned in a short period of time.
For the first few weeks, I didn't understand nothing in the classes. But now I really love it. I have no problem to stay here for 10 years after I go back to my country.
Like a lot of American students who go abroad, he says coming here was as much about learning a new culture as going to school. In Philadelphia, I'm Laura Benchoff for Marketplace.